Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Anne, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The White House is defending President Biden's Supreme Court nominee. Senate Republicans have signaled they plan to question Ketanji Brown Jackson about her handling of sex-related offenses.
What is important here, I think, are the facts. And the facts are that in the vast majority of cases involving child sex crimes broadly, the sentences Judge Jackson imposed were consistent with or above what the government or U.S. probation recommended.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Jackson's record has been taken wildly out of context. Senate hearings begin next week. Another guilty plea related to January 6th. Prosecutors say former Virginia police officer Jacob Fracker stormed the Capitol, posed for a picture inside, and then wrote about the riot on social media. Fracker was joined by another former officer who's scheduled to be tried next month. Defamation claims against an attorney who represented Jussie Smollett can go forward.
A federal judge in Chicago says a defamation lawsuit filed by two brothers who said they took part in a fake hate crime against Jussie Smollett can go forward. U.S. District Judge Mary Rowland ruled Friday that comments made by one of Smollett's lawyers, Tina Glandian, could be considered defamatory. In an interview with the Today Show in 2019, Glandian suggested that the brothers, who are black, might have been in whiteface to disguise their identities during a real attack.
Obviously, you can disguise that. You could put makeup on.
The brothers' attorney, Gloria Rodriguez, told the Chicago Tribune that they look forward to their day in court and will continue defending themselves against other defamatory remarks. Last week, Smollett was sentenced to 150 days in jail. On Wednesday, an appeals court ordered his release during his appeal. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
5 million more chickens will be destroyed after bird flu was detected at another farm, this one in Iowa. The latest outbreak has impacted nearly 13 million birds. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.